Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
South Africa, like much of the world, is facing a growing water crisis fueled by climate change, infrastructure failure, and in some cases, just plain mismanagement. According to a new report, water is dangerously undervalued. That leads to underinvestment and inefficient use. I want to talk about this in a little more detail. I'm joined by Dean Murvan, Associate Director at the Boston Consulting Group. They've just put out a report to discuss how we can rethink water's true value and whether the right pricing strategies could drive investment, improve decision making, and also prevent a crisis if we're not there already. So, Dean, a very warm welcome to you. This crisis that we're talking about has been years in the making. One's got to ask the obvious question, why we haven't acted sooner.
Look, I think water is one of those things that tends to be out of sight, out of mind, right? In South Africa, we're dealing with aging infrastructure as a critical challenge, you know, the maintenance of our infrastructure to deliver it. You know, we see losses just in terms of leakages that can go as high as 50 to 60% in some parts of the country. You've touched on the fact in your introduction that climate change does play a role. But I think it's, you know, one of the key issues, and it's not just a South African issue, is that we've failed to place a strategic lens on dealing with the water issue, largely because we've undervalued it, and as a result of that, mispriced it.
Let's talk about pricing in just a moment. When you refer to putting a strategic lens on the problem, what specifically should we have done or should we be doing?
Well, there are two aspects to this, right? You know, both the public sector and private sector. I think there's a misconception that the water crisis can only be solved by the public sector. It is the ultimate shared resource, which means the solutions to the water crisis have to come across sectors and across stakeholders. That's the first aspect to it. Water tends to be treated in isolation. You know, you'd have it handled by a ministry, but the reality is it's a cross-cutting issue, right? Whether you take all tiers of government and all ministries, you cannot function or economies cannot thrive without water. So it's critical that it becomes the heart of development planning. As we think about growing industry, that water is central to that. But because for most parts, it's almost free to certain sectors, that means you don't necessarily need to place it as a strategic input into your business. And that's got to change in a water-scarce world.
Many, of course, argue that water should be free or at least cheap because it's a basic human right. And the challenge, I guess, is how we balance affordability with availability and sustainability.
And herein lies the challenge with water, right? It relates to that complexity. Now, one of the things we talk about in our new report is that you need to understand its economic value, its social value, because it is a human right, you know, enshrined in our Bill of Rights in South Africa. But there's also an important environmental value. And you've got to take all of those dimensions into account and get to what I like to refer to as a socially equitable price of water, right? We cannot ignore in the South African context that it's not just a simple function of changing the price. That needs to be done in a socially equitable manner to ensure that those who don't have water have access to this basic human right enshrined in our constitution. So that is critical. What we do see, though, is when you begin to value water correctly, it does allow you to send the right kind of market signals out there to attract that private investment. Right. And someone can afford to pay for water. There are many sectors that are thriving on developing in a water scarce country like our own. Right. We receive about half the world's average rainfall. So somebody can afford to pay. It's about working out who can and how do we adjust that pricing dynamically. And in today's age, this is where tools like AI and tech have a vital role to play in dealing with those, bringing us solutions to the challenge.
South Africa, and I think this is common cause, has one of, if not the highest rate of water loss due to infrastructure failure, in other words, leaks. Wouldn't it be better to fix the system before pricing reform?
Absolutely, right? You know, there's probably here a hierarchy in terms of what needs to be done to address this problem tactically. And I think one of the most critical things that we need to do is a lot of emphasis being placed on the next phase of the Lesotho Highlands project, but we cannot bring clean more expensive water into a broken system, right? At the most basic level, we need to address those infrastructure issues that need to be addressed within municipalities and reduce those non-revenue water losses. But also along, you know, what needs to go along with that is some degree of behavioral change, right? You know, we consume water definitely not along the lines of being a water scarce country. And that needs to change and you know, brings us back to this question of how we begin to value water across all pillars of society.
So just a final one then, against the backdrop of it all being socially equitable, I think those were your words, you've got the water value framework that your company has put out. How would it change water pricing then in real terms? What would the data look like?
One of the things we outline as part of this report, particularly when you are starting to think about what pricing reform might look like, right? There's the total value of water, which typically most of us would understand. It's the overall value that is that kind of is measured in rands and cents in terms of how water contributes to economies, ecosystems, and society. But what we also outline, and this is probably more helpful to the public sector, is the marginal value of water. Trying to think about, well, what is the cost of inaction? You know, if I fail to address the leaks in Johannesburg, right? Or weighing that up against installing a desalination unit on our coastline. So that marginal value of water starts to put in perspective this future outlook, right? You know, we don't set and it's never a one-size-fits-all in terms of pricing regime. You do need to take that local context because water can be hyper-local. And one of the suggestions we make is looking at dynamic pricing based on what the system actually needs and what the local economies of scale are actually doing. And that's probably a great way to look at the problem, and combining that with AI, and we've seen this through some of our work across Southeast Asia, it does allow you to look at variable pricing schemes and look at dealing with socially equitable pricing.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Dean Mordovan, Associate Director at the Boston Consulting Group.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.